My name is Amelia Rose. I'm the co-director of the Environmental Justice League of Rhode Island. So the pond is impacted by the contamination from the Gorham site. It is the number one source of contamination for the pond in terms of metals, dioxins, the chlorinated solvents that turn into dioxins, and pose a threat, especially in this cove area of the pond. But for the rest of the, or for the entire pond, and for the water in particular, and the water quality, stormwater runoff is really the big pollution source, and it's not as sexy as like a big industrial building or like a factory, Gorham that has a really long history in Providence that was very the world's largest silver manufacturer, very famous. And so stormwater runoff is dog poop and like all the and pesticides and all like the things that come off the streets and the lawns, and it's not a single source. It's just our city landscape, our urban landscape. We're now working on a project with the Urban Pond Procession, and Groundwork Providence is another partner of ours, to really look at stormwater runoff and how our water bodies are connected, and that impacts our beaches and our fishing economy and our tourism economy. Now our big project has actually been working on that second source of pollution, that stormwater runoff, and how do we really work with people in their homes, in businesses, and in their everyday lives. How do we get them to see their connection to these water bodies and see their role in creating and preventing pollution?